I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Zaire Smith from Texas Tech joins us now. Zaire, thanks for hopping on, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I am great, man. This has got to be an exciting time for you. I know you're in New York and doing some stuff with the NBA right now. You know, how has this process been? Because your journey from maybe this point last year to now is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it's a great process to be in. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm just enjoying it and soaking every moment up at this moment.
You know, for those who don't know, Zaire Smith was not a five-star recruit. He wasn't supposed to be the superstar that he became. He was 194th ranked in his high school class. And after one season at Texas Tech, he's now heading to the NBA as a one-and-done kid, as we like to hear about. But your development as a player, I know Coach Beard, we've had him on many times on this show. He's a great coach. What do you attribute it to? Why did you make that big jump to where you are right now?
I just continue to work on the things I need to improve on just every day, constantly, and haven't stopped working. And I guess it just led me to here. Just hard work paying off.
You know, one of the things that I think has evolved in the NBA game that maybe is happening a little bit in the college game is the need to be versatile, right? To be able to spread the, you know, court and, you know, be in the paint, but also be around the perimeter, defend really everywhere. As a young man, because you're 19 years old, 18 or 19 years old right now?
19
years old. I mean, you're going to be playing a man's game in a few months. You know, how intimidating is that?
Yeah, it is kind of intimidating when you think of it. So I'm ready to get in the weight room to get stronger. But, yeah, the NBA is very versatile, and I feel like I'm a versatile player that can guard multiple positions.
Where are you hearing? Where do you think you might end up? Where do you think you're gonna land in the draft, which is in a couple of days now?
I haven't been hearing much, but I just been hearing from 11 through 16.
Yeah, we're talking to Zaire Smith here, is a Texas Tech potential lottery pick coming up here in a couple of days. And I got to tell you, this moment is always exciting. But are you scared about anything going on play on the next level?
At this moment right now, I'm not. I'm just waiting for this to happen. It might hit me later. It might not. But at this moment, I'm not.
Yeah. What do you think your best attribute is? You know, whatever team drafts you, what kind of player are they going to get?
They're going to get a coachable player. And, of course, I'm athletic, and I know how to use it well. And I just well-rounded player who can defend, just being coachable, doing whatever they want me to do.
Yeah. What do you think you need to improve on? You know what I mean? Because it's so much about shooting these days, and you go play with, you know, a lot of these guys in the NBA. They'll get you the ball in an advantageous spot. But what do you need to improve on most, you think?
I'm going to continue to improve on my shooting and my ball handling, really. Just mainly them two. That's all I've been focused on.
Yeah. You know, one of the stories I read, Zaire, was about your father. And, you know, just to set the stage here, Zaire has been one of the super athletes in the pre-draft combines and evaluations. You jump out of the gym. You obviously got an athletic build to your body. But your dad, who was a good athlete himself, found himself in a wheelchair because of a disc problem. And it's really an odd look when you look at it now. But what is your dad telling you about this opportunity? And tell us about your relationship with him.
My relationship with my dad is really good. He always been there for me. But he just telling me just continue to stay humble and hard working. Everything's going to pay off just fine. Take care of your body, stretch, and do all that.
Yeah, no, it's all
right.
Yeah, you know, that's half the battle, you know, in professional sports. People don't think about it. It is about staying healthy, right? You got to be available. You know, Zaire Smith here, who is Texas Tech, great player from college last year. Team made it to the Elite Eight. You guys faced up, though, against Villanova, who ultimately went on to win the championship. When you faced that team, I mean, did you see them being as good as they turned out to be? Because they had some sneaky players. DiVincenzo was one that obviously jumps to people's mind. The name, a lot of guys didn't know, but turned out to be a great baller come the tournament time.
Man, playing them, yeah, I coach them, man. You about to face like five pros and just continue do what you do. But if you don't follow the game plan, it's gonna be a long game. But yeah, they killed us on the offensive rebounding, and that's what lose games. So man, that's a really tough team. As you can see, they won it all.
Yeah, how far away you think Texas Tech is?
You said what?
How far away do you think your former team, Texas Tech, I mean, because getting to the Elite Eight, I don't think people expected you to get that far, but you guys got deep into the tournament. How far? I mean, it's obviously going to suffer a little bit because you're leaving, but how far away do you think Texas Tech is from doing that again and maybe even getting deeper?
I believe they're going to come back next year, probably even farther. We got some really good pieces coming in, and, of course, return of Jared Culver, but – yeah, I think they're going to be pretty good. They gel and be coachable, play together. They should be real good. Got some good grad transfer, Matt, coming in.
Yeah, no, that's half the battle these days. Well, Zaire, I know you're excited. I know you got a lot going on. I'm looking forward to seeing where you end up and what's professional team takes on your talents. And wish you all the best of luck in the draft, but also for the future of your career. Good luck. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.